program was too good to be true, but it worked just like Steve and the staff at MyPureHealth said it would. I can't say enough good things about this program. Thank you. Thank you for helping me discover this. The customized weight loss approach is what I needed. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at IronPigSmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at FuelCastTV.com.
This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into today's show. This snowy Thursday, December the 11th. 2025 edition, your defending fathers, Chuck Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I greatly appreciate the text messages. The last half hour of yesterday's show, the podcast was recorded in Elvin the Chipmunk speed. And I appreciate Rod and a couple others sending me text messages. I ran into the studio and barely halfway through the last half hour, the podcast was already down to 8 minutes. So evidently it was recorded and was playing back at Elvin the Chipmunk speed. So absolutely, absolutely appreciate those text messages. Ran into the studio and we fixed it. Cliff Tolini also sent it. One of the things I think that is so interesting in Lansing, legislative session yesterday. This is Wednesday, middle of the week, December 10th. Well, the Senate opened up at 10 o'clock yesterday morning, and they adjourned 3 minutes later. Basically showed up, opened up the session. Maybe they took roll call, maybe they didn't. 3 minutes later, they adjourned. When are they reconvening? 10 o'clock this morning, Thursday, December the 11th. Did not come back all of yesterday. Interesting. Well, the House, they too opened up at 10 o'clock yesterday morning and adjourned at 4:16 p.m. yesterday afternoon. They didn't pull a late-nighter, which I thought perhaps on Hump Day Wednesday, they're all in Lansing sleeping in their apartments or their rented houses or hotels or whatever they do when they go to Lansing, would pull a late-nighter, because today, Thursday, appears, from all the calendars I'm looking at, the last legislative day of the year. That's today. Doesn't appear anything is scheduled for next week, Tuesday, the December 16th, Wednesday, the 17th, Thursday, the 18th. It doesn't appear they're going to be in session. Is today it? Are we looking at the end of this legislative year? I don't know. Again, I'm checking every source I have. MERS News Service, Gangwer, Lansing State Journal, MLive, Detroit News, Detroit Free Press, all of them. Nobody is showing any activity for next week being scheduled yet. So we'll continue to follow this throughout the show today, and then, of course, follow up on it tomorrow, Friday's show. But evidently, Senate didn't even have a session yesterday. They were in there for a total of 3 minutes and won't be back until 10 o'clock. House adjourned at 4:16, coming back today at 12 noon. I guess they had to sleep in a little bit because they worked until 4:16 p.m. yesterday afternoon. Can you say part-time legislature? We're going to take a short break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation, or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Oh, once upon a midnight view. something in my head. Couldn't
escape. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one, here on this Thursday, December the 11th. Well, one of the things that the House did do, and I talked about this on yesterday's show, there was 47 proposed administrative projects. The leftover budget from last year, fiscal year ending 2025, well, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Senate Democrats, proposing 47 administrative work projects to be used for the leftover money, if you will. Well, the story went yesterday that the House Appropriations Committee was looking at killing 10 of those projects. That was before I got off the radio at 12 noon. Well, throughout the afternoon, adjourning their session at 4:16 p.m. yesterday afternoon, the House Appropriations Committee rejected $644.9 million in unspent money from the fiscal year 2025 budget that had been allocated by the administration, the governor, as, quote, work projects, quote, end quote. It was a move the Republicans called the next step in weeding out waste, fraud, and abuse from the state budget, which Democrats decried as Republicans playing the role of Scrooge before Christmas, ultimately costing them at the ballot box next year in 2026. This rarely taken step was passed totally along party lines, with State Representative Ron Robinson of Utica, the lone Republican, no vote. Well, Ron, you may just have bought yourself a primary candidate to run against you in the primary next year. Why would you vote no? Why would you go against your Republican caucus? Well, this whole activity came after the State Budget Office recommended $2.7 billion in work projects that the Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, Republican from Richland Township, called a slush fund and a scheme that hid pork in the budget. Well, had the House and Senate Appropriations Committee done nothing with the recommendation from the governor's office by today, they would have gone through per state statute. The 1984 law that the House Republicans used yesterday, 451A of the Management and Budget Act, was recently used back in 2020 when the Senate Republicans rejected four Department of Health and Human Services projects totaling $18.2 million. At that time, however, the state was only holding on to more than $1.74 billion in work projects. Holding only on to $1.74 billion, and this year holding on to $2.7 billion? Folks, that's our money. If you paid any sales tax, if you paid any taxes at all into the Treasury in Lansing, property taxes, sales tax, income tax, corporate income tax, any type of tax, $2.7 billion was leftover money. I'm ticked off that the Republicans only stopped roughly $645 million from going through. What about the other almost $2.1 billion with a B dollars that was spent on what the governor wanted for administrative work projects? What about sending it back to us, the taxpayers? Again, the amount of money in the work project account totaled $2.7 billion until the House Republicans cut that number by a quarter of that total. Unbelievable. $2.7 billion in leftover money, and they can't give it back to us. They just got to spend it. They got their hands on it. It ain't coming back to us, folks. Well, 2 days ago, House General Government Appropriations Committee Chairman Tom Kuhn, Republican of Troy, said on Tuesday, the amount the Governor Gretchen Whitmer administration has been squirreling away on work projects has grown exponentially. However, MERS has since learned that much of that money was designed to shield federal dollars that actually came after the China virus, when the state couldn't spend its federal dollars fast enough after the House Appropriations Committee meeting. Speaker Hall said, I don't know who wrote this law, but it's a great law and we utilized it. We're going to keep doing it. We're going to keep standing up for Michigan taxpayers. Sort of, kind of, Matt. At a time when we're approaching Christmas, New Year's, where everybody's getting ready to do their taxes, a check from Lansing would have been really nice. Well, bottom line, this is where this is going. In rejecting the work projects, $644.9 million, $351.5 million is going back into the general fund. The remainder is going into various restricted funds within the state government, unencumbered, meaning they can spend it however they want. Speaker Hall said departments, the administration, or Democrats could come back during the book closing supplemental process early next year to justify the work projects and to get them back on the balance sheet through negotiations. However, some projects, the Michigan Climate Investment Fund and some community enhancement grants that were passed back in 2024 under the Democratic trifecta, Speaker Hall has pledged that these will be spiked, torpedoed, and never brought back. House Democrats staggered out of today's quick House Appropriations Committee meeting completely stunned. The State Budget Office presented its list of a few hundred existing and proposed work projects back on November the 14th. House Appropriations Committee Chair Ann Boland asked her subcommittee chairs to flyspeck the list. She asked state departments to defend their spending over the Thanksgiving break, since the law only gave her 30 days to deny any spending. Well, Boland said she didn't think most departments truly took the situation seriously until yesterday. While she and Hall spent the day talking over several of their denials with department heads and even with several of their own members, Democrats didn't have a full appreciation for what was in store for them. Jason Morgan, state representative, Democrat from communist area of Ann Arbor, said this is some type of corrupt BS. This is a completely non-transparent process. These things were thrown at us with zero notice and zero discussion. Well, the Democrats hurriedly ran through the pages of denials for sexual assault kits, hair for cancer patients, the state's own Holocaust cost museum, human trafficking, prenatal care for kids, and cybersecurity. And what one member called the House Republican Job Killing Act. State Representative Alabas Farhat, Democrat from Dearborn, said the speaker must really hate being in the majority. I feel bad for his members who have to explain this in their districts. Projects that they fought so hard for, gone. Well, another spinster, State Representative Democrat Will Snyder of Muskegon, questioned the legality of some of the denials, given that there are signed agreements attached to some of these dollars. He also found it hypocritical for a House Republican leadership team that coined the Hall Ethics Accountability and Transparency moniker known as HEAT this year to sneak through $644 million in cuts with no public comment, no public debate, and no participation from the minority party. Where's the HEAT in all of that? It's not here. That's not what this is. This is embarrassing, and those folks ought to be ashamed of themselves. Well, part of the cuts, $159 million, came from Make It in Michigan Competitiveness Fund. That's one of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's created funds. $102 million from the legislature's community enhancement grants. They're all gone. So I guess drag queens won't be reading story time to kindergartners. $50 million in the Indigent Defense Commission grants were scratched. The Clean Michigan Initiative for Brownfields is losing $15 million. The Michigan Innovation Fund is losing $11 million. The Talent Together Coalition? What the heck is that? Well, it doesn't matter because they're losing $12.5 million. And then finally, $11 million in community development block grants. That's where you take a small downtown area that appears to be dead, and they try to bring it back. They give them free money. Here's a community development block grant. Well, the bottom line, State Budget Director for Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Jen Flood, said today's actions by Speaker Hall and the House Republicans will have negative consequences for Michigan families,